Hello, I'm Mario Taniguzzi, Managing Editor of Canada's Podcast, taking care of business today with Sarah Stockdale, who is founder and CEO of Grow Class. Thanks for joining us today, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, just let me ask you, first of all, before we get into some talking a little bit about a recent announcement about you folks, but tell me what Grow Class is and what do you do?
So Grow Class is an online school. We teach very specifically growth marketing. So that's a kind of digital data-driven marketing that's focused on helping folks get really interesting roles in technology that help them make more money. So our goal is to help women and marginalized people make more in their careers and build businesses that can be incredibly lucrative and helpful for them.
All right. So recently, there was an announcement that Upskill Canada, you'll have to tell me a little bit more about what they are. Through them, you received $1.7 million to train 500 students from underrepresented communities. First of all, let's start with what's Upskill Canada?
So Upskill Canada is a fund that is funded through the federal government in Canada. So they're a company called Palette Skills. The program is called Upskill Canada, and they have a $250 million fund from the government of Canada for upskilling programs and employment opportunities for Canadians. So the goal is to help Canadians get into better jobs that can give them better salaries, that can give them more economic power.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about this funding for you and what that means and what you'll be doing with it.
So the entire, it's actually a very big project. That's a collaboration between ourselves, Grow Class, the Canadian Marketing Association, and Jelly Academy, which is out of Vancouver. So it's the entire project is a $10 million project. And we are each responsible for upskilling a number of Canadians and helping them get into those more, a better career path, helping them get into a better position for their career and for their lives. So we're responsible for training and helping place 500 Canadians. Jelly is also training and placing 500 Canadians. And the Canadian Marketing Association is kind of running the whole program and training 200 Canadians.
Okay, why is this area of upskilling, quote unquote, upskilling important, and why do we need it now?
It's a good question. I have folks who are coming through Grow Class and people who are kind of mid-career professionals have varying degrees of success with traditional continuing education programs out of colleges and universities. Mm-hmm. They tend to be taught by folks who have not had cycles in that role in the recent past. They tend to be a little bit behind when it comes to the technology. Things are moving so incredibly quickly with artificial intelligence that it's really hard for them to keep their curriculum relevant. And so employers need folks who have these very recent, very cutting edge skills. And we don't have a good infrastructure in traditional education to get them those skills, to get them that talent. And specifically, women and underrepresented people have been kept out of a lot of the more technical traditional academia. So this allows us to rapidly get people those practical skills. It allows us to improve the talent pool in Canada in general and get people into really interesting careers and jobs. And it allows us to make sure that employers have the skills that they need and they're not wasting time trying to bring people on and then train them internally.
Okay. Now, I noticed that your quote unquote mission is to democratize digital marketing education. Maybe if you could elaborate on that. What does that mean? And why is that your mission?
So we specifically train in something called growth marketing. And I don't know how close you are to that, to that function inside of a lot of tech companies and now inside of a lot of traditional companies. But it started in San Francisco, the term growth marketing and the kind of marketing that we teach. And it was very much in San Francisco startups. And if we've looked at the demographics of San Francisco startups, they skew white men, a lot of white men, specifically in executive level positions. So when I was working my previous life, I ran growth teams for tech startups in both Toronto and San Francisco. And so my last job, I was one of the only women running a growth team in kind of my network. And so when that company was acquired by Airbnb in 2017, I started coaching and working with Canadian founders who had recently raised. And I saw kind of the same thing happen over and over and over again. They would hire women and underrepresented folks to be coordinators and managers and to run the functions of their company. And the executives, especially in growth marketing roles, especially heads of growth and directors of growth, were white men. And that's the six-figure roles. Like, that's the interesting equity packages and the really good money. Mm. And so I thought we could solve two problems. One, there's a talent gap in Canada in this very specific job function. And I want women and marginalized people to get those bags. Like, I want them in those high-level roles. And that means we have to not just help folks develop skills that they might not have had access to training about, but network of other founders, of other executives, of other folks who can help them make inroads into those jobs.
Mm-hmm. So how would you, in layman's terms, I guess, for people who are not in the industry, how would you describe what quote unquote growth marketing is as opposed to just marketing?
So traditional marketing normally focuses on what we call like the top of funnel. So getting customers in the front door. Growth marketing is interested in that, obviously. That's a thing that we all care about very much with our companies. But we're also interested in the full cycle of how that customer experienced the product. So we're interested in activation and engagement. We want to see if we are increasing the cost of goods that they're participating in. Are they trying new features? Are they paying more for different parts of the business? Mm-hmm. And then are they staying? Do we have a really good retention plan in place for those folks? Do we have a good referral and affiliate marketing plan so that we can take the existing customer base and use them to build a better and more sustainable company? So we're focused on a full funnel of growth. And then we are also very data-driven. So we're very much in terms of, looking at where our customers coming from and how are we doubling down on the places that are bringing us the best performing customers, okay, tracking them through that funnel. So it's a little bit more technical than a regular kind of marketing job and thinking about it from a little bit of a different lens.
So in terms of companies, I guess, engaging in this in growth marketing, where would you say that's at right now? Do many companies do this, or is it just relegated to a certain area and certain industry?
Mm-hmm. It's the fastest growing job title on LinkedIn right now in Canada.
Really?
Yeah, so it's the number one for 2 years in a row. Growth marketing manager is the fastest growing job title in Canada. So it's migrated from tech into a whole lot of other industries.
Yeah. And so like a lot of different kinds of companies would be using this.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We've seen folks come through our programs and get jobs, tech companies, e-commerce companies, traditional organizations who are looking to become a little bit more tech savvy and get a little bit faster in the way that they do things. All over the, I've had banks reach out to me asking for growth talent. So we're kind of seeing everyone start to adopt this new way of thinking about marketing.
Okay. The people that you see, the students, typically who are they? Like what kind of, like what ages are they? Are male, female? What is their interest in this area? Why are they interested in this?
Yeah. Yeah. So Grow Class, I think because we have very specifically always been focused on women and underrepresented people, our demographics skew very differently than other programs in the space. So I think we say about 75% of our graduates are women. It's closer to 90%. So over the last year, it's become even more skewed heavily women in our programs. That's not what the industry as a whole looks like. That's very specifically what we are focused on. Yeah. And then we have about 50% underrepresented folks in our programs. And they are usually mid-career professionals or folks who are starting businesses usually for the first time. So they're usually at an earlier stage, seed series A stage of their business. And they want to learn how to do this and they want to find talent. or, and specifically for this project, we're going to be working with a lot of mid-career professionals who are probably just underemployed and underpaid and underappreciated in their current roles, but have an incredible talent and an incredible amount of skills that if we give them the right support system, they can find their way into a much better career situation.
Interesting. All righty. Well, I appreciate your time on this, Sarah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. That was Sarah Stockdale, who is founder and CEO of GrowClass. I'm Mario Taniguzzi, taking care of business and managing editor of Canada's podcast. Thanks for joining us today.